Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're doing a rapid tour through a set of really critical South African case law summaries.
A really dense set.
Yes. And it's all about municipal power. Specifically, who has it, who they can give it to, and what happens when those rules get broken.
Right. We're looking at six recent rulings that touch on everything from planning law, that's SPLU-MMA, to financial management with the MFMA and the big one, the Municipal Systems Act.
So our mission here is really just to distill the core rules.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you get this wrong, agreements can be voided and officials can find themselves in some serious trouble.
That's putting it mildly.
Okay, so let's start with the absolute foundation. There was a case, Trudon in 2021, that set a really important baseline, didn't it?
It did. It really hammered home the need for, well, strict formality. It said all delegations of power must be in writing.
Just in writing.
In writing, reviewed regularly, and they have to stay strictly within whatever limits were defined. The key takeaway is that if an official makes a decision outside of those written parameters...
Even slightly.
The whole agreement is just void. It puts everything on that written document.
Okay, so that's the how you delegate. But what about making sure the decision itself is... aligned. I'm thinking of the planning law side of things, the SA Farm Assured Meat Group case from 2023.
A perfect example. That case showed that a delegated planning decision under SPLU-MMA isn't just about following SPLU-MMA's own rules.
It has to look upwards.
Exactly. It has to align with the higher level national and provincial plans and authorizations. It's a great illustration of cooperative governance, really. The local decision is only valid if it fits into that bigger picture.
So we have the how it has to be in writing and the where, which is in alignment. What about the what? Are there some powers that can simply never be delegated?
Absolutely. And the Mulder's Drift and Bikitcha cases confirm this. You can't delegate anything that conflicts with the Constitution or the Municipal Systems Act.
And the classic example is?
The power to appoint senior managers. That's a big one. It has to stay at the top.
But this is where it gets tricky, right? There's a difference between a delegated power and an original one.
A crucial distinction. And the maximum profit recovery case from just this year clarified it. See, a municipal manager's power to award a tender, for instance, is often an original power given directly by law. It's not delegated down to them.
Wait, hold on. So the legal label of the power, original versus delegated, that changes everything that comes after.
It changes the entire legal pathway.
All right.
Because it's an original power, the Standard Internal Appeal System, Section 62, it might not even apply if a bidder is unhappy.
Wow. Okay, and this is where the risk really starts to crystallize. The Matabang Black Business Chamber case looked at what happens when a municipality decides to sue someone.
Yes. This is about the power to start legal action. The court was crystal clear that authority has to be explicitly delegated.
How explicitly?
Usually through a formal written resolution. You can't just assume it. And the really critical part is if you start that litigation without the resolution...
Can you fix it later?
No. The action is unlawful from the moment it was taken, and you cannot go back and ratify it. You have to have the authority right from the start.
Let's pivot to the final piece, accountability, the Mbambisa case.
Yeah.
This brings up the personal consequences for officials.
And this is a huge clarification for the MFMA, the Financial Act.
Mm.
We know officials can be held personally liable for unauthorized or wasteful spending.
Right.
But the core insight from Mbambisa is that acting in good faith is no longer a shield.
So even if they thought they were doing the right thing?
Their good intentions don't protect them. If the spending wasn't authorized according to the rules, the municipality can come after them to recover the funds. Good faith is not a defense. So if you pull all these threads together, the summary is pretty stark. Delegation in a municipal law is incredibly strict. It needs that written paper trail. It needs to align with the Constitution. And you have to know the difference between an original power and a delegated one.
That clarity is, well, it's everything. Which leaves a pretty important final question for you to think about.
Yeah.
Given how absolutely critical this explicit written authority is for almost any municipal action, how many small day-to-day decisions inside these complex government bodies might be technically operating just outside their legal delegation,
right,
just waiting for someone to challenge them?
It's a vulnerable position to be in.
It certainly is. Thank you for joining us on this deep dive. We'll see you next time.